This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Maybe with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Commanders get a win in Week 18 against a Philadelphia Eagles team that was playing backup, second and third stringers, a la the preseason. In fact, the only starter of note that I really saw at all was Devontae Smith, who in six plays of offense went 3 for 52 as a receiver to get him to 1,000 yards, and then they immediately pulled him out of the game.
He's so fast in general, but that was even faster than he is. Like, the instant he got his 1,000 yards, like, sit up quick! Like, and you never saw him again. He was gone.
It was funny because they kept talking on the broadcast. They're like, must be out there to try to get 1,000 yards. I was like, in the game? Because he's on pace.
Seriously.
I mean, he was going for 15-yard out routes, just wide open. They missed him once, or else he would have had 70 yards on six plays.
He'd have been done on the first drive.
But 3 for 52, he goes to the sideline, and at that point it becomes the Tank Bigsby, Jahan Dotson, Britton Covey show for the Philadelphia Eagles. And against those backups, the second and third stringers, for an Eagles team that I think fairly inexplicably, by the way, with a chance to be the 2 seed in the NFC.
They didn't seem interested in that at all.
They were definitely not interested. They didn't let anybody play. I am sure Nick Sirianni's getting beat up pretty good in Philly today, and understandably so. But they said, we're all set. We're looking forward to the playoffs. And they actively did what they could to keep as many important players off the field as possible. Washington, meanwhile, did the antithesis of that. And they got win number 5 out of 17. They go 5-12 on the season, and they were led by a 39-year-old journeyman quarterback in stop 14 in a win over Philadelphia to get to 5-12 and to fall 2 picks lower in the draft order. Deron Payne played very well at D-tackle. Terry McLaurin led the way with 57 receiving yards, and another 4 PIs drawn would have had a 100-yard day if you add up all of the penalty yardage. Some of the best players for Washington, not just played, but played very well as they got one more win. And I heard Dan Quinn talking about this and some of the players talking about how meaningful it was with the hours that they put in, that they got to have one more post-game rah-rah fun evening together. And I'm happy for them, legitimately, because they work really hard and that's cool. But there's a very, very different thing between being able to be happy for all of the staffers and the employees and the players and the coaches that left it all on the field correctly and did everything they could, and still acknowledging that what happened yesterday was actually worse for this team's offseason and worse for this team's future. There's no benefit to them getting a win as a group that will not exist together ever again after they left that locker room last night.
Yeah, I think you said it very well. This isn't a college program where there's 90 kids or 100 kids on the roster and you can play the walk-on. You can have a Rudy Rutiger moment, you know what I mean, where some guy that all he's ever done is practice for you and he gets into a game and tries to hit a three or take a charge or something like that. This is just a different animal. There was a nice moment where London Fletcher presented Bobby Wagner with the commemorative game ball where you've got your 2,000 tackles, and that sort of stuff is neat and good for those guys. But I borrow from one of your expressions, that doesn't put Triscuit crackers in my stomach. Like, to me, you lose those privileges. When you go 4-12 and you bring me a disaster, I don't care about you anymore. Neither does the organization, by the way. They're going to move on from you. There'll be nice moments. There'll be you know, the bro hugs where you shake a guy's hand, pull him in close, do the kind of the half bear hug, and, you know, say really appreciate you and a lot of eye contact and, you know, really nice words, but they're gone. Most of these guys are gone. And if they had won the game with Kane Medrano playing 70% of the snaps, or Jordan McGee or Tyler Owens getting more than 0% of snaps on defense. Now, again, it's not as if they've got a bunch of young players waiting in the wings. They don't. It's a huge issue, I might add. But this was the same group that brought you 4-12 doing the same things. Ask them to get timeouts right once before the season ends. Ask them to. They can't.
They ran out of their second half timeouts with over 10 minutes left in the game.
Has anyone jumped off sides yet? Excuse me, a false started yet? They lead the league in that.
They called timeout out of a TV timeout, out of a stoppage and change of possession. I've never seen that in my life before. Not once. By the way, Ben Sinnott, who had 2 catches for 3 yards.
Welcome to the party, buddy.
So there we
go. Great job. That's 2 more.
2 false starts on the goal line.
Oh, I was going to play a game. What did they have more of, false starts or catches? And it was the same. It's a trick question, and it's depressing.
On the goal line.
On the goal line.
At the 1 yard line, on different possessions.
Yep.
He had false starts. Nightmare.
Yeah, one was for Kyle Juszczyk, one was for George Kittle, his comps. Yeah, but look at the timeouts. Washington calls a timeout, and then, all right, let's draw something up. Incomplete pass. Let's draw something up. Fumble. Let's draw something up. Touchdown by Philadelphia. Embarrassing. I mean, this was the normal pathetic march of the incompetence that they've been doing for the last several months when they started 3-2, and everything since then has been a god-awful train wreck on stilts. They did the thing that they've been doing all year, but this one was good enough when you found your true north or whatever the hell I'm supposed to believe. If you're excited, God bless you.
Good enough, it's important to note.
Yeah.
Because the other team benched all of their really good players and actively did what they could to not win the game. That's why it was good enough. But the reaction to my reaction is confounding. And when I say my reaction, the reaction of anybody who saw what happened yesterday, and this is not me being mad at Dan Quinn or upset with players, but just the sheer acknowledgement that that win was costly and not helpful, which is correct, irrefutably so, by the way. It is just a fact that having the 5th pick is better than having the 7th pick. That is not a debate. That is not like saying Italian food is better than Chinese food. Pick 5, more valuable than pick 7. Fact. Sharpie. Done. End of sentence. They had the 5th pick, and they have just lost the game, and then they ended up with the 7th pick. Now, here's what people can't figure out. It's really twofold, okay? This is the part that I think people can't quite grasp. Number one, this is the really, really easy sentence. So this one will be really succinct.
Okay.
Yesterday hurt more than it helped. We can all acknowledge that. Not all of us, I guess, because people say, the win helps the culture, the brotherhood, whatever. Not a thing. The win hurt more than it helped in the grand scheme of the assets that you've got a very finite amount of them. Picks, money, free agency, draft. Your haul, when my kids get home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanksgiving and pour out their candy, the stuff they're pouring out of the bag on the floor, that loot, that haul, all those assets, yours are a little bit worse after the win yesterday for this offseason and this very finite time you get to improve your roster. That part, not debatable. So we'll move on from that point. That's number one. But number two, and this is where people can't quite grasp this, we should all agree with that point. And then if we want to have a disagreement over whether or not the team should make an attempt to make it easier to lose at the front office level with who they play and who they sit, that's debatable. But people will say, teams don't do that. They sure as hell do. Constantly. Max Crosby got in a fight with the Raiders over it. He was furious. They wouldn't let him play at the end of the year. Correctly, by the way, so that they could get the number one overall pick. The Giants sat their only good offensive weapon in their passing game, Theo Johnson. Now, they happened to get out-batted by, you know, the Cowboys, who lost yesterday to New York. But Theo Johnson was listed as out with a sickness. Took to social media before the game to go, just so you guys know, I'm not actually sick. Didn't play in the game, though. That's the number one target for the Giants, who, by the way, the last 2 years have constantly screwed up their draft position and paid for it. They would have Drake May or Jaden Daniels right now if they didn't win these useless Week 17 and Week 18 games that keep Joe Shane around, that kept Brian Daboll around longer, that hurt that organization. But the thing that people can't figure out, Danny, is this idea that when I say it hurt, not helped, to win that game, it's as if I'm saying that the players should go out there and purposely fumble, or that Terry McLaurin, with a ball coming at him, should slap it to the ground or drop it. It's not what anybody's saying. No one is ever talking about players throwing a game, players not trying to win, or coaches even not trying to win. You're coaching, you're calling a play that you think works, you're trying to win from 1-4. But the point is, your 39-year-old Josh Johnson shouldn't have been the quarterback. Sam Hartman should have been. Terry McLaurin, who went for 57 yards and had another 50-plus in penalty yards that he drew, should not have been out there the entire game. Jacoby Jones should have been out there. Some wide receiver like River Craycraft should have been out there. River Jetski. Somebody else should be out there.
Aqua Sox Craycraft.
Right. That's how you do it. How on earth could you possibly lose? You got to try. Here's how. Daron Payne, you're not playing the second half. Go watch Ricky Barber play defensive tackle from our practice squad. That's how you do it.
Yeah, this part confuses so many people, and they argue past the point. You will never hear me. Well, I'll do some shtick about it where I say, oh my God, the Wizards are in danger of not being at the top of the lottery. I'm worried about that. Ha ha ha, LOL. I am not upset when Trey Johnson is sniping threes from a step inside half court and Alex Sarr is rim running and blocking every shot and dunking on everyone. You will never catch anyone with a brain being upset when your kids win games. You'll catch me pretty pissed off when it's Trevor Reese and Jeff Green doing it for a 31-win team. Can you see the difference? Can you? I bet you can if you try, but you don't want to because you got a cliche in your mind. You got Herm Edwards in your brain about playing to win the games and so forth. A pro athlete doesn't have to worry about it. All you do is the best you can do every single time you get a chance. I'm in the game. Great. I'm going to go do the best I can. That's awesome. And you should. If Kane Medrano had 10 tackles yesterday, I'm going, dude, how fun was that? How great is that just to see this guy? If Tyler Owens is a wrecking ball, is a Miley Cyrus song, because he's, you know, playing close to the line of scrimmage as an off-ball linebacker and a safety and everything in between. I'm going, dude, they might have something here. If Sam Hartman plays well and you win, you don't apologize for that. That's the process. That's what rebuilding looks like. Literally, that's it. This isn't same thing they did for 13 straight weeks to bring you 4-12. The 4-12 happened yesterday, but you guys didn't notice it because Philadelphia laid down. Fine.
I got a lot of tweets from people like this one. This is... nobody's cursing, so I can read this one. It's pretty easy. This guy responds to me saying that the win wasn't helpful in the grand scheme of things. And he said, loser talk. Mm. And that's how I would sum up most of the people that I'll say don't understand why it's better to have the fifth pick than the seventh pick. But I guess more accurately and more interestingly, just don't agree with the premise, which is fine. This guy said, loser talk. So it is loser talk to suggest that a grown-up somewhere along the way should be taking 26 and 27 as the prioritization over one day in January of 2026 and one empty calorie win. That's loser talk. I disagree. I think it's loser talk. I think it's cringe, as the kids say. I think it's completely cringeworthy when I see Commanders fans saying, we got back at them for the two-point conversion, high-fiving, as you just went 5-12 and threw up all over yourselves for 4 months.
They got that playoff game to get ready for. Oh.
That's embarrassing to me.
Yeah.
That's cringeworthy to me. Mm-hmm. It is cringeworthy to me to go, we got the last laugh on Nick Sirianni. No, you didn't, Goose. They're going to the playoffs. He benched all of his starters and didn't give a damn about the game. He played one guy for a handful of plays. He torched Washington a bunch.
Yeah, to get some numbies on your ass.
And then they pulled him out on the sideline.
Yeah.
So, no, you want to talk about loser talk? Like, so my kid is five. He was wearing his Jaden Daniels jersey last night. 4 o'clock starts, a little tough. Bedtime's right around 7. Game was super boring. Terrible week 18 football. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was like, holding my eyes open,
you know.
So my kid falls asleep
like,
on the
couch. This is work.
And like he keeps looking at the score. I don't know if he quite gets how everything works because he kept going like, oh, we still have the lead. It's like, yeah, it's halftime.
No updates.
Right. So anyway, so he's like, it's 17-13 or whatever the score was. So anyway, he falls asleep. So when he wakes up at the end of the game, I'm taking him upstairs. Did we win? I said, yeah, buddy, we won. He goes, yes. He goes, we beat the Eagles. I said, we sure did.
We got him.
He's like, aren't you happy, Dad? And I just said, to avoid a long conversation, yeah, bud, love to win. I'm not going to ruin his time on December 24th.
Sure, his child wonderment.
You know, I'm not going to sit down and have that conversation about what's ahead that night. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
I'm going to say, yep, buddy, we won. He's five. He doesn't get the context or the nuance of the draft and pick five and pick seven. So if you want to live that blissful life of that five-year-old where all wins are equal and did we win or did we lose, that'll determine my mood. God bless you. You have it. I'll carry you up to bed. I'll lay you down and tuck you in and I'll say you won, buddy. You won.
You got him today, pal.
I'll rub your head.
You got him back for that two-point conversion.
And he'll go, so we can beat the Eagles in a fight? And I'll go, yes, we can.
Sure can, buddy.
We did it today.
We did it.
That's you, loser talk guy. You're the we can beat the Eagles in a fight guy, loser talk guy. I'm trying to get the best pick possible. Who's loser talk? I'll carry you up to bed. Just let me finish the show, and then I'll get you into your bed. Tonight.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It scraps from the table. But listen, there are, I think, you started this off saying this really, really well. Individually, I am really happy for Bobby Wagner. Getting flowers, again, gold jacket, superstar, all he's ever done is the right thing.
The man.
All he does is play hard. What an influence. What a great dude. Hooray for Bobby Wagner. Now, the macro is, really, you didn't roll out anything different. This has been my number one gripe overall with this Dan Quinn season and this staff. It's, now we're good. Keep sending them up. Well, keep getting after it the exact same way. For months on end, while you're turning in one of the worst years in recent memory.
They decided somewhere along the way, getting Bobby Wagner to 2,000 tackles was more important.
Yeah, we ain't changing.
Than seeing what Kane Medrano is. And if that's the case, he's your heart and soul glue guy, and that's fine.
Good. That's one example.
I don't even have a problem with that. But all of their decisions stacked up that way. Hilarious tweet here from Mark, who says, there's a flaw in your argument that you're not acknowledging. They won the NFC East tournament. That's a great, great bit.
Did they? What did they go? 2-2 down the stretch?
Yeah.
In the NFC East tourney?
They won the tourney.
Did they win it, though?
Can we get a banner made?
Did they place?
I'm not even doing a bit. Who would make us a banner to put in the studio? 2026. It's like the NBA Cup. I want one. I'm going to make one. Toby, get on that. See how we can make a banner for the studio.
Okay, so they beat the Giants. That's 1-0.
Yes.
Lost to the Eagles, 1-1. Lost to the Cowboys, 1-2. 2-2 down the stretch. Is that better than everyone else in the NFC East tournament?
In the last month, no one had more than that. We won the NFC East tournament.
Dude, we might have won it.
Hashtag brotherhood.
We might have won it, bro.
Actually, I take back everything I said. This was a great year. I was thinking for a second I was upset about how it went. Now I'm happy. They won the NFC East tournament.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.